Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
All right, it's spring, and everybody's out doing stuff. You already got your calendar going and moving, and you are on the go. So don't cook. That's what I'm saying. Don't cook. You call Papa John's and order a pizza to be delivered to you. Hey, order 1,000 pizzas if you want, because Papa John's, each and every one will be delicious. And we have been using Papa John's, and they have been our sponsor and partner for a long time. And the reasons why is because it just keeps getting better and better at Papa John's.
They've got something new called the Epic Stuffed Crust Pizza. Every bite is as full of as much flavor as you'd expect from Papa John's. And you get to the crust, and it's like a whole new treat because the crust now is stuffed with cheese. It's amazing. Your favorite toppings and the crust stuffed with cheese. They also have something for everybody. A vegetarian pizza option. You can even order a 50-50 split if you just can't agree on only one topping. So there is something for everyone at Papa John's. Daily pizza specials, discounts, great meals, always for a low price. PapaJohns.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
And it's sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Don't be letting wild animals come in your house and tear things up, mess up the walls, and get whatever their disgusting animal fluids are everywhere. Call Paul Davis to clean it up if that does happen. They'll clean it and restore it. And you know what they do when they restore things? They go through a restoration process of restoring and making sure that it's restored.
Okay.
Paul Davis Restoration. ACETJ.com/Paul Davis. Oh, love it. Oh, love it. Do you ever have somebody on the social medias that you used to know or whatever send you a message, and then you'd be like, oh, I like this person, I forgot about him or whatever, and then you follow them back and then regret it immediately because you start really looking at some of the crap that they're posting, and it's just like, oh, God, I can't handle this now. And so then if you go back and unfollow them, they know, right?
They would know.
Yeah.
So you just mute them.
Yeah.
Mute.
Yeah. As far as millennial, I mean, I can speak from a millennial standpoint. Unfollowing somebody and then even blocking, it's an act of war.
Yeah, I don't want to block them.
Yeah. Yeah, just mute them. That way they never know, but you don't have to be annoying. And that's exactly why they built the mute function in there, because they recognize unfollowing somebody is not good.
Yeah.
I unfollow people all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
And people that are still in your life?
No.
Yeah. So if it's somebody that's active in your life and you unfollow,
This is someone that I saw someone I used to know.
Gautier.
Yeah, that was like Gautier and them. But I don't have anything against this person. We just don't, our circles never cross, our paths never cross.
And you used to know them personally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But now I'd be like, oh my God, what am I doing here? What is this?
Did they follow you?
Yeah. They followed me before I even knew that they were out there. Didn't know until I got a message.
Yeah, never read those DMs. That's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was something about a cooking show or something.
Mm. Yeah. You effed up, kid. You done effed up.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't have to click on the story, even if it's up there. So there's no need to I don't get about having to unfollow people and all that stuff. Just don't look. If it's bothering you on their story, just look at it. Like when Rob muted Alexis when we first started working together. I mean, she took that as hard as an insult as if he would have unfollowed her and blocked her. So it wasn't really that much of a difference. I didn't understand then, and I get it. It's a generational thing because my generation was not raised on social medias like y'all's was. But yeah, you just don't have to look at it. Skip over it, right?
Yep.
Or is it because it's so hard to accidentally land on it? If you're going through stories and goes from one to the other or something.
Yeah, it could be. Sometimes you're just getting in the rhythm of just boom, boom, boom. Sometimes I'll look at Alexis's story and, I'll get halfway through them. And then I just dip. Because, it's like if there's four memes in a row, I'm like, well.
I love memes.
I know you do. Yeah. A lot of them.
I've gotten so far into Alexis's story, I have to look back up at the name to remember where I am. Because it's like. Mm-hmm. This is the ninth thing I've clicked on. What am I
doing? Like 20 dots at the top of the screen.
And then you click on number 10 and it's like throwback thirst trap.
Hey.
And it's like a picture from the summer of her in a bikini. Like, mm-hmm. I don't need that either. Damn.
No, look.
Well, I don't know what's coming.
I love the memes. And you know what? People appreciate it and they always comment on them. And I made somebody's day.
That's
all that matters.
Mm-hmm. You're doing it for the people.
I'm doing it for the people.
They're motivational, inspirational memes.
Sometimes they're very funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get a laugh out of somebody.
I always do wonder, though, before social media, how did women tell everybody else how they need to be looking at life and how to, like, it never was the thing that women were into, motivational quotes and things like that until social media came along.
I figured they were via inspirational books from time to time or something. I don't know.
But I never saw women... You know, because women always had cameras taking pictures of their kids and stuff. I never saw them turn the camera around and take a picture of themselves.
Never.
I never saw, because women used to work out and all, when we were kids. I mean, that's the Jane Fonda shit came out. Yep. I never knew of any moms. Like setting up a video camera or having somebody take pictures of her doing Jane Fonda and all that and then making everybody watch it.
Yeah, my mom went to a whole workout thing one summer. We don't have one picture of my mom in a workout outfit.
Because it would be too much work for you guys to take pictures. Like cameras were not as easy back then to just take a picture of. You needed to get film, put it in there.
Jane Fonda in the round.
Look at mama's new leg warmers, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she out there Jane Fonda in.
But no, I'm joking about the selfie thing, but and always having to put videos of yourself working out and all that stuff that the women do. But I just never knew of women being into all of the motivational, statements and inspirational quotes and all of that kind of stuff like they are now. Like,
women just used to be a lot less annoying. That's what there used to be wildly less annoying. Now every woman you meet is just so effing annoying. Not you, Alexis, but pretty much every other one. You just want to be like, shut the hell up. Golly.
Do you guys think that you men are easy peasy lemon squeezies?
I'm as bad as easy peasy lemon squeezy as they come. I just shut the hell up. I keep my mouth shut. And there are some annoying guys, but golly, women, some women are just so annoying. Shut up.
Again, not you.
You're cool. I like you. But golly, yeah, there are a lot of them. And nobody listening, obviously. Yeah. Y'all are cool.
Like, my mama never went to the grocery store and then came home and said, video me and what all I got at the grocery store when I unpack it. And then I bought some stuff at Sears today.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go try that on. I need you to take my picture in each outfit. And I'm going to get developed and show them to all my friends. Then you, you can take these Polaroid. Here's a Polaroid camera. Take this. Come here, baby. Look. No, I'm about to come out in another outfit. Take a Polaroid and then write on the bottom of it what it is.
Fashion show at work.
Going to the CVS to pick up your picture so you can go show people. Yeah.
And your mom certainly didn't hand you the Polaroid and say, hang on, wait until when the tide goes back out, I'm going to get on my knees and wait for the water to rush in. Make sure you get a good picture of my ass. I'm going to stick it out this time.
You didn't care about angles back then? Mm-mm. For pictures? No. Just take the picture and that's it.
Just two pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because our moms were busy doing stuff. Working.
Momming.
Being moms. Taking us to ball games that we needed to get to and practices and choir rehearsals and church.
My social media activity now has pretty much just become me being an old lady.
In what way?
Because about all I look at on social media or open, so to speak, would be news stories and recipes.
Yep, that's old lady stuff.
Uh-huh.
Old lady gang.
I mean, everything from recipes that I know that the one that I already have that I make for a certain dish is that I'm not going to make one that's any better. I'll still save it just in case.
What it was?
Like crawfish etouffee. Mm. I love my crawfish etouffee. I probably would never make another person's recipe as long as I can make that one. But if I see one, I'm like, ooh, I want to save that.
Girl,
and read over it at least. And look, I don't even know the best way to save these links to these recipes. I just put them in this notes thing.
Yeah, you can do that. You can bookmark in Instagram too, though.
Mm-hmm. But look at all these, Regans.
Oh my God. Oh God. And when have you even, there's probably 100 in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds.
Yeah, look.
Have you revisited any of those links?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Okay. Yeah, I have.
Holy crap. Are you kidding?
I know. Look at that.
You're on your phone. That boy like your phone.
Is that going to take up all my space?
No, you should be okay.
From his notes.
He's maybe got hundreds in
That's
there.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Nice Jello salad or something like that.
I save all these healthy recipes that I found. Like, you know, I've decided I'm going to start cooking a little bit more, and I haven't cooked not a single damn thing in there if I come back to.
Yeah, didn't you say you're going to make a deviled eggs or something the other day?
Yeah, TJ's deviled eggs. But I was gone this weekend part of the time, and you know, now I'm going to be gone this weekend again, and the next weekend I'm gone.
Well, you can cook on a day that's not Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, but I feel like if I'm going to do something for the first time or try something, I should.
You need the whole day.
Yeah. Like
I need 24 hours to make a deviled egg.
It's like something I should do in the afternoon because I don't feel like experimenting with bullshit. During the week, I got so much to do during the day, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to stop at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to take 2 hours to make deviled eggs or however long the hell it takes. I don't know. Because I know I'm going to screw it up, though, and have to come back to it, and it's going to be like, oh, that wasn't working. Let me try it again. I just don't trust myself enough to do it. But it's like so many other things in my life that I let pile up that I don't get to because I think they're all going to take too long. Then when I start doing them, each thing takes like 10 minutes, and in an hour I've knocked out the majority of the list. You're like, damn, I've been wasting time.
Oh, just like this, Regan's got an orange kiss me cake.
Oh my God,
girl! I can't wait to get on that one.
Kiss me cake.
I'm gonna kiss it, and then I'm gonna wash that down with strawberry coconut daiquiri.
Oh my God! People at the church are gonna love this.
Ooh, I'm not gonna tell them about that daiquiri though. I'm just gonna tell them it's juice.
Yeah, you better make it. Make a virgin. Have the girls come over.
Kiss me orange cake.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Orange kiss me cake.
That's what you need, Ace. That's what you need. Cheer you up is an orange kiss me cake.
I made an orange kiss me cake.
I effed up the first one.
Yeah.
That's
when I started over, and
I think shit the bed.
It looks like hell, but it should taste okay.
It's tasty.
Give me your honest thoughts. Mm. You're not gonna hurt my feelings. That was the orange kiss me cake.
The orange kiss me cake.
What else you got in there?
Let's see. All in one brownie cups.
Y'all wanna? Y'all come over. We're gonna have them all in one brownie cup.
Brownie cups.
A raspberry lemonade cocktail.
Ooh.
Want that?
Wow.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Sloppy Joe's, crock pot, or stovetop?
Stovetop, crock pot, Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of them. Hamburger Supreme casserole.
Oh, I bet that is good.
Peanut butter sheet cake.
Oh, God.
I bet that tastes like sheet.
Probably looks like sheet.
Is that what we used to get in school, TJ? A peanut butter sheet cake? And they would just cut it up? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Peanut butter sheet cake?
Yeah. That was a good dessert in school. You're like, damn, today's peanut butter sheet cake day or whatever.
Although, I cannot wait to try this rum chata root beer floats.
Ooh. Wow, that's different.
Girl, I'm going to save that one for Bible study.
Girl, there you're going to freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it down. Wash down that orange kiss me cake. Nice rum chata.
It's just going to be on sugar overload.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be hanging from the damn chandelier or something like that. Girl, you are bad.
I know. You are bad. I'm also going to throw that chicken bacon ranch casserole number two on them.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, number one just knocked their D's in the dirt.
Oh, my God. How many points is that?
Oh, it's about 40. Trust me.
Knocked their D's in the 40 points.
Ooh, don't even get me started on a peach cobbler dump cake.
Oh, my, dump cake? What's a dump cake,
girl? You just dump all that shit in there and just love it.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Hey, it's Ace. And one of the things that I've been working on a lot lately is my mental health. Learning how to handle situations better so that I don't feel overwhelmed from time to time with all the things that are going on. It can be stressful to even think about tackling your stress, but I found something called Noom Mood. It's a journey to mental wellness, but you take it one step at a time. They guide you through everything and teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. That's one of the best parts. They hold your hand all the way through. You have coaches to help you, and it's very accessible, very convenient. It only takes 10 minutes a day. You can do it whenever, wherever with the Noom app. Reason I got into it, I've got a friend who's on the Noom weight loss program. He's lost 36 pounds and says it's phenomenal. Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ. Noom.com/AceTJ.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So is that how you learned about points, Regan?
We were at an event one time with listeners, and I'm talking to Jody, TJ's wife, and in the middle of her speaking, she like reaches in her purse without breaking eye contact, unwraps a Jolly Rancher, and pops it in her mouth, and she did it so casually, I just like made a face, and she goes, "What? It's only 1 point." I went, okay, I wasn't asking. Like, are you sure you should be eating that?
You must have given her a very judgmental look.
I must have. I'm like, are you sure?
Or she was just already like feeling guilty about it.
She must have been. Mm-hmm. It's only 1 point. Okay, I don't know what the hell that means, but
it's a Weight Watchers thing.
It's a Weight Watchers.
You get so many points per day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I learned about that.
Yeah.
How many points is that? But I do find it, it's almost like a drug addict. Like, she was talking, and she's like, hold on, I need a piece of hard candy right now.
Yeah. No, no.
Kind of
craziness.
Not like popping in a mint or a piece of gum.
It was, but
like,
does candy. It without even breaking the conversation, yeah, right? Like, just
whoa.
Yeah, and right now we have little candy dishes with, you know, it's Easter candy stuff. So
Easter time.
She's got like these three silver type candy dishes on the kitchen counter that has a bunny in the middle of it. And then there are the Easter Reese's. Like, now they make the miniature eggs. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're miniature ones, so they got that, and then regular Reese's, individual Reese's cups. And some pastel-colored M&Ms.
Damn, it's so hard to stay out of that stuff, too, and it's around. That's why I just don't have it around.
But strategically placed where she's going to be in the house are little dishes of miniature pastel-colored sweet tarts.
Sure.
Because that's the kind of stuff that she likes.
She likes fruity candy. Yeah, had a hard candy.
She would take that over Reese's any day. She'd rather have sweet tarts and Nerds and stuff like that.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time I had a sweet tart.
Mm-hmm. Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be festive, then she's going to have some kind of a festive version of the candy that she likes. Like those pastel, little tiny sweet tarts.
Yeah, because why would you go out and buy a bunch of stuff and not get something that you enjoy?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Willy Wonka. It's just candy all day.
I got to get a blow pop. Sorry, I had a hard day. I got to get a blow pop.
She said that before?
Yeah, woke me up. She came, that's what she came and got out of the night, her nightstand that after I'd already gone to bed. I'm sorry, I got to have a blow pop. Sorry for waking you.
And they're in her nightstand. Like, blow pops in your nightstand. You're a psycho.
Blow pop, not something I would think would be conducive to eating in the bed.
It because takes too long.
Well, and you, now you got a stick you got to get rid of. What do you do with that?
There's gum.
There's gum.
Yeah. And you're chewing gum in bed.
Yeah, now you got to get rid of the gum, and it's a whole hassle.
But she sets up a, like, she has certain times when she'll go into the bedroom and work on her computer and stuff in the bed, but not at night, just to hang out in there and relax with a throw or something.
Oh, yeah.
Get cozy. And so she'll eat a blow pop watching, like, say, those Hallmark movies or something. That's when she needs, I'm telling you, she needs candy wherever she's going to be. There is candy within arm's reach at all times.
And yet, she's very tiny.
With the most beautiful teeth you've ever seen. Never had a cavity.
And not sweet.
No, not at all. Not sweet.
Not even a...
Not even remotely sweet.
Tart.
She's more, right. Yeah, maybe it does make sense. She's more tart. caustic.
Uh-huh. And I mean points. It's only 1 point.
It's only 1 point. Okay. I wasn't asking.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't judging.
I always love it, though, when we're on vacation and let's say I say, I don't know, one of the places that we we stay in Destin, there's a Whataburger within walking distance.
Yeah.
And so toward the end of the vacation, this, for example, if I said, I'm gonna walk over to Whataburger and get something. You know, is that what you want for dinner tonight? You want something from there? And she'll go, yeah, whatever. And then, or she says no. Then I go, all right, well, then I'll just get me something. So when I come back with it and look at it, she looks and goes, whew, I'll be glad when we get back home and we can get back on eating right.
Oh,
cool. We can get back on eating right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we can get back on our routine of eating right.
Oh.
Oh, we can?
Is that what we need to
we?
Do?
We? Hmm.
Yeah, I would not handle that.
Man, we.
Wow.
But I don't say anything.
You know, yeah. I mean, she's so pretty.
No, she is, and she's getting sweeter the more senile she gets. You know?
Yeah.
The sweeter she becomes. Uh-huh. Because it's like almost how she forgets how to be mean.
Yeah. When that frontal lobe starts turning into applesauce, it's just, it's good for everybody.
You got me.
Mm-hmm. No, it's me. All jokes. Yeah, she's a good sport.
She got me this owl coloring book. It's so sweet. She's the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We didn't say like she's a bad person or anything.
That's
the great Jody defender over here.
I know. But I said, why? I said, what is all this stuff? And she goes, well, that bag of sweet tarts is for Michael because he loves, I'm going to take those to him because when Michael comes over, he likes that type of candy too. So she bought him a bag of those. And that coloring book's for Alexis. I'm like, God.
Another one.
Why are you encouraging that?
She likes her.
Yeah, and I like her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she colors too, even though you said
and
that
she's
it's not
lying.
True.
She is lying. I have never seen her sit down with an adult coloring book and color anything.
Maybe she's doing it on the iPad. Yeah, crushing candies or something.
Crushing
color.
Candy.
This is so cute, though, this coloring book. It's of owls, and I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Okay.
I'm surprised you have waited because you got all your colored pencils and stuff up here. Like,
you got a
like,
caboodle up here.
She's got a cubby.
Yeah.
A locker.
It's like a third grade art class.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm at home.
That's what your home looks like?
There's little cool things.
You need to straighten
everywhere.
Up a bit.
Yeah. It's like shit, apparently.
Like that. There's little cool things everywhere.
Little cool things everywhere.
There's finger paint day. And, get you a handful of vanilla wafers as a snack, and then take a nap.
That sounds great.
I'm so sleepy.
I think I'm going to learn how to do stitching, too.
You mean
at a Hobby Lobby
like
the other day? No. stitching like how the English ladies would do it back in the day. They would sit in the room and just stitch things.
English ladies?
Yeah.
You mean like how they would sew?
Yeah, but like, yeah. But also girls would sit in the drawing room and they would just stitch things, patterns and stuff like that.
It's called sewing, right?
No, it's not sewing.
Are you sure?
Stitching. Yeah. Yes.
That sounds wrong.
And then, I always thought you stitched like lettering or something specific in there. I don't know.
Gosh.
And yet you call me a grumpy pants when I say that adults act like children now.
Yeah, why? Why is that a bad thing?
For adults to be acting like children? Because somebody soon is going to have to take over the running of the country. And if all the adults are children, they're not going to be able to do that. But just that little thing.
I'm not going to take over the country, so I think I can do stuff.
Well, with that attitude.
Clearly now you're not.
Yeah, but I mean, if... You know, the majority of people your age or in your generation are like that, then who will take over the country? Who will run things? I mean, who will fight for our freedoms and everything?
The universe.
I guess we just have to say, if we don't go out and fight the enemy, we're going to lose our coloring book privileges. Then maybe.
Then you'll rise up.
And we'll lose our stuffed animal collection. You know, people in their 40s now don't want to lose that stuffed animal.
Yeah.
That will just break them. That's what it came from. Regan showed us a video of this girl weeping and crying. Looked like she was around 30 because her boyfriend or something, fiance had gotten her old teddy bear and had it put back together at a place that does
teddy
that.
Bear hospital.
At a teddy bear hospital.
It's a Secaucus right. Teddy Bear it. Hospital. Mm-hmm. But that's not a good example, though, because it's a gift and it was... It's not like she's hanging onto a stuffed animal because it means a lot.
I thought it was really sweet.
Isn't that just like a passing moment type situation? She in that moment, she got that excited and that you know, cried about it. But she's going to get over it in a few minutes and go back to being an adult, probably, right?
Says the man who plays video games all day long.
But I do my work, and then I go back, and then I regress also, when I get home.
Yeah, why can't we be adults and kids?
Wears cartoons on clothes. No, I'm just kidding. Well, the reason, to answer your question, Alexis, because I see it.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.